Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head volleyball coach Ashlyn Clark and Humboldt head football coach Derek Elman. Our first guest is Ashlyn Clark, who saw her team improve to 3-1 in the North Central Conference with a 3-2 set victory Thursday night against Hampton Dumont Cal, mounting a comeback after trailing 2-1 in the match. I caught up with Clark after the victory for her thoughts on the match and the road ahead.
That brings so much momentum going at having game one, and that we have not, like you said, experienced that in our past couple of games that we have played. So be able to have game one, and then we kind of fell apart with our front row games 2 and 3. We weren't so solid blocking, and then just our offense was kind of slow, and they were able to get to everything that we were swinging at. And then to be able to play games 1, 4, and 5 really well, it was really nice to be able to see that.
And coach, to be able to pull out a victory after you're down 2-1, to have that grit, how big is that for this program?
That's good. I told them that they need to pick it up, because if we keep playing like we are only going to play a 4-set. So I'm glad that they were able to turn that around, mostly on themselves. I like to be able to not call too many timeouts, because a lot of the times when you go in to say something, it's not going to be always super helpful for them. They got to figure it out themselves. So being able to see that was really nice, especially in game 4 when they had taken both of their timeouts. So I told the girls that we just have to run with it, and that's exactly what we did.
Kendall Works was close to almost 10 service aces. Just talk about how big of an impact that is from her here.
And she always does it at the most perfect time. Times when we need it most in a game to be able to get that second and third point ahead. And it's awesome to be able to get that 1 point a serve, but to be able to keep that momentum rolling in our favor, and then especially to come off of a side out and be able to have an a serve is really, really detrimental to keeping our offense alive.
And coach, also looking at, again, unofficial numbers on the scoreboard, but Mia Schluter really turned it on there.
Yes,
in set 4 and 5.
Yep.
For you guys. To see her take control like that,
it just makes you really confident, especially because we kind of switched the rotations around. So she was starting in the front row games 4 and 5. Just be able to have that big, powerful hitter up in there in the front row. And then going into game 5, I think it was like 7-7. I said, if you go back in, you're going to put the ball away. And that's exactly what she did.
Go with a little bit of a different lineup tonight here in North Central Conference play. What was kind of the thinking behind that?
Just to be able to get some more contacts and some more touches in there, and just to see what will happen. And it turned out pretty darn well.
I know you like to think of postseason.
Yeah.
Is that kind of the end result, is you're trying to get players ready to go?
Absolutely,
here?
And just trying to find the best fit, because we've been playing well, but I know that we can play a lot better.
Final thoughts from the match here this evening when you get a 3-2 victory, now 3-1 in the NCC.
It's just great to be able to see that comeback down 2-1, and then to be able to come back sets 4 and 5, and to be able to compete. And they had some pretty strong outside and middle hitters that we had a tough time stopping. So it's going to be one thing looking into the future that we're going to have to be able to really focus on, because postseason we're going to be able to see a lot of really good hitters. So we got to make sure that the ball stays on back on their side.
And then, coach, you got the tournament coming up here at Spencer this weekend. What's the thought process going in, the goals here as you get ready for your next matchup after that being North Central Conference play on Tuesday at St. Ed's?
Just to be able to go and compete. You know, it's going to be another good tournament, just like when we were at Dyke. But just to be able to keep the kids' spirits high and to just go and compete. I think that's my biggest thing here. Here on out is, I don't care if they're better than us, I don't care if we're better, you're gonna have to show up every single game. Stats matter, paper matters, but at the end of the day, it's how you show up every single night.
Coach, congratulations on a great come from behind victory this evening against Hampton Dumont Cal. Wish you best of luck in the tournament at Spencer, and we'll see you down at Fort Dodge at St. Edmund.
Yes, thank you.
That was Humboldt head volleyball coach Ashlyn Clark. Our next guest is head football coach Derek Elman. The Humboldt football team bounced back after back-to-back losses with a win in their district opener on homecoming against Hampton Dumont Cal 14-7. I caught up with Elman after the win.
You have 2 weeks like we just had, you know, just it's been a crazy schedule, you know, and we've played some tough games just all the way through. 20-3 against Spencer, which was still a tough game, and, you know, we had to score a little late to make that feel comfortable. Obviously, that 14-13 against a good quality Ballard team, and then obviously between Van Meter and North Polk, it's been a tough 4 weeks for us. And then tonight, homecoming night, you know, district play starts, and you get Lance back for it all. Just kind of put so much pride in these kids for me. I mean, I just love the heck out of them, and it was great to see just inspired running out of Lance. I mean, you know, you miss as many games as you do as a senior when football's his thing. He loves football. It's his sport, you know, and so to see him be able to come back, it's just one of those moments that you do take a moment, you kind of get goosebumps thinking about it a little bit. Our offensive line, the harder Lance ran, it just seemed like the harder they blocked, and, you know, Hampton did some things trying to adjust to our sweep play, and we were able to keep our guard in, and just the adjustments back and forth, I think, were huge, and the way our offensive line responded to it, blocked it up. You know, I think they're finally coming into themselves a little bit. So it's just one of those nights offensively that we did really, really well. And then for our defense to play the way they did again, you know, I mean, 14-7 games, a tough game to be in. And they just went out there time in and time out and played their tails off. Just kind of had that give me one more attitude, you know, I'll do it again. And you know, we got guys that play both ways that just play a ton of reps, and they're just running out there. There's no complaints. There's no coming off the field. They just want to play football the Wildcat way.
With Lance back in the lineup, did it kind of inspire guys seeing him throw on that uniform?
You know, absolutely. And I think that you lose a guy like Lance, it was tough after that scrimmage. And we talked to our kids a lot about, you know, hey, we're going to get through this. We're going to be able to play. He's going to be able to play again. But it's still tough. And so to see them tonight, I think it definitely was inspirational for the kids Wednesday night when he really hit practice hard again. Last night he was doing a great job in practice. And you just saw a different speed with him, you know, and he's just got that gear that, you know, when you've played as much as Lance has played, I mean, he's started every game since he was a sophomore, and so when you've played as much as he's played, it's definitely one of those things that when you get a guy like that back, it changes things a little bit.
Back-to-back weeks, you talk about Keegan Groh, another interception tonight. He continues to take advantage of those opportunities.
I think it was like a tip to himself too, wasn't it? I mean, it was one of those plays that was definitely a big play at the time, huge play. And the other thing, that they had a long drive that they didn't score on, that was huge. We had a really long drive that I felt like was huge for us. I mean, there was some times where it was just back and forth, and this is such a good Hampton team. I think this is probably, out of the three times we've seen them, probably one of the best teams that they've had. Yeah, they're a fast team, and so it's definitely one of those games that was, I'm going to smile a long time about just seeing Lance come back and seeing the way our kids played.
And then Coach Cohen Manson on a huge conversion there on that draw, able to pick up a first down. Just talk a little bit about, you know, what you saw there going into that, and to pick that up, and how big is that,
you know,
for confidence?
The thing that I think has got us to call that was Wick. It was up. No, I'm just kidding. But our guys in the booth definitely saw that draw was available just because of the way they had been playing our doubles formation. So it was a great call from those guys at the time. All I did was call it in. Those guys called it up here. So I'm thankful to have guys up top that are seeing things that help out. You know, sometimes it's unsung, but, you know, we have so many guys that help on the field. So I'm so thankful for our assistant coaches and the guys that we have that are helping out, watching the iPad, seeing things and calling it down. So it's definitely a group effort on that one.
Coach, final thoughts from the victory.
This is one that's going to be fun.
Thoughts about Charles City.
You know, we got to go on a long road trip to Charles City, a team that we have not played since I've been here. So it's one of those games that our kids just got to have another great week of practice and go out and prep themselves the right way and come out and just continue to play the way they play. We're a tough football team, and it's fun to see them play with that kind of just toughness, nastiness maybe a little bit too.
Well, thank you, Coach, for joining us. I know you got a grin ear to ear here about this one. Congratulations about the victory, and best of luck next week as you travel to Eastern Iowa to face off against Charles City.
Thanks for all you guys do.
That was Humboldt head football coach Derek Hellman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.